Okay, it is Monday Money Minute time with Patriot Asset Advisors. Alan Stalker is here, and we are talking about what, the Human League?
We're going to talk about the Human League.
I love the Human League.
Yeah. So do you remember that point in your life, Mike, where you were in the right place at the right time?
It was a radio station, and it involved a young lady. I'm not going to say any more.
All right. How about that? Well, this story, too, involves a couple of young ladies.
Okay.
So we have a couple of young 17-year-olds.
Okay.
Out on a Friday night at a place called the Crazy Daisy Nightclub.
Okay.
In Sheffield, England.
This better be PG-13.
Yeah,
that's all I got to
say. They happen to be out enjoying themselves on the dance floor.
Right.
And in walks a young man, 25 years old, Mr. Philip Oakey. Yeah. And he is looking for somebody to be a backup singer for him.
Okay.
He was looking for one, but they kind of came as a package for him.
Sure.
And he asked them to audition.
Yep.
And being fans of the Human League, they recognized him immediately.
Yeah.
But both girls were in advanced class in high school,
right.
Doing well in their education. And
sure.
Their parents really didn't have a whole lot of interest in them hooking up with Phil and going out on the road for a music deal.
I completely understand.
Yeah. So Phil thought it would be a good idea if he came over and introduced himself to the parents.
There you go.
So he goes over and knocks on the door. And what do you think happens?
Tell me he was not shot in the face.
He was not shot, but he did show up with ruby red lipstick.
Oh, no.
Wearing high heels.
No.
And Suzanne's father immediately heads up to the restroom and locks himself in there. The grandmother comes to save the day. She comes down, she goes upstairs and tells the father that if you don't give your daughter this chance, she will never forgive you.
Yeah.
And with that blessing, they head off to the other young lady's home and convince her folks to allow the two ladies to at least audition.
Yeah.
And lo and behold, they show up being in the concert that they actually had tickets for.
Wow.
And were then forever in the band.